Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Green Bay's holiday season is officially underway. With the Broadway District tree lighting ceremony last night, the event kicked off the Christkindle Market on Broadway, which runs through December 20th. The 41st annual Green Bay Holiday Parade is tomorrow, bringing numerous family festivities along with it. Red Sembler with Downtown Green Bay.
You could see Santa afterward. You can meet Santa and his reindeer at the YWCA, 11:30 to 1 p.m. And there'll be some other arts and crafts, letters to Santa. There's a holiday selfie station, a bake sale. There's egg rolls and a kids' dance party.
Look for WGBW's morning show host Dan Marcus driving his Rudolph car in the parade. He'll be toward the end, just in front of Santa. What started out as an online joke has quickly become a sports superstition, and Packers QB Jordan Love is playing right along. Call it a carspiracy, if you will. But the theory among fans is that Jordan Love seems to play especially well during Toyotathon, Toyota's big year-end sales event, which usually runs from mid-November to early January. That's good news, as we're looking at Sunday's matchup against the Vikings at Lambeau. If you look at just the most recent stats, for example, Toyotathon kicked off last Sunday. How did Jordan Love do? Came back after a shoulder injury and threw for 2 scores and no interceptions for a win over the Giants. Coincidence? Love is playing along and having some fun with it, sporting a merry Toyotathon sweater and making lighthearted references about Toyotathon time. Of course, Toyota ran with the marketing possibilities, but beyond that, Love and Toyota have actually turned the fun into fortune, making a real-world impact by partnering to fund youth football leagues in Green Bay. 3 of the 4 suspects in the Oneida child abuse case are having trouble finding an attorney, delaying court proceedings. Preliminary hearings were postponed yesterday for 2 suspects charged with child abuse after a 14-year-old girl was found weighing just 35 pounds. Melissa Goodman and Savannah Lefevre appeared in court yesterday by video from their jail cells. As no attorneys have been appointed yet, their preliminary hearings were rescheduled. The girl's father, Walter Goodman, is the only suspect in the case who does have an attorney at this point. He's scheduled to be back in court for his preliminary hearing on January 5th. A judge in western Wisconsin dismissed a lawsuit yesterday brought by 2 wedding barn owners, one in Berlin, over liquor license requirements. The bill, known as Act 73, requires special event venues like wedding barns to either limit the number of times they serve alcohol in a year or obtain a liquor license. It was passed by the legislature in November of 2023. Farm View Event Barn in Berlin is one of 2 venues that sued to challenge that law. But at a hearing on Wednesday, the judge ruled in the State Department of Revenue's favor. The decision could be appealed by the Court of Appeals. If you've wondered what that big golden mountain is along Highway A in the valley, well, it's a site of delight for local farmers. That mountain is actually a gigantic pile of corn, the result of an extremely good harvest. So good, in fact, the co-op ran out of room to store it all before a freight train can come pick it up. According to a Local 5 news report, the president and CEO of United Co-op says due to the sheer amount of corn being moved, they had to temporarily put it in the parking lot for farmers. There are about 24 million pounds of corn making up the mountain of kernels. As the gun deer season nears, Wisconsin faces a bigger deer herd and new questions about how to keep it under control. Data shows the population jumped from under 1 million in 2009 to more than 1.8 million after last year. While more deer can boost hunting options, unmanaged growth could lead to more problems with deer versus car collisions on roads and could harm crops and local ecosystems. Officials say fewer young deer hunters are entering the sport, and the spread of chronic wasting disease are factors in changing attitudes toward deer hunting. The 9-day gun deer season starts Saturday. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
An NFC North showdown awaits the Packers this Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the importance of these late-season games.
Definitely. I think you look at the teams in our division, everybody's in it. You know, everybody's kind of got similar records, and obviously, like you said, we'll be playing everybody here at the back half, so definitely some games we're going to have to go out there and win. But like you said, you know, the NFC North is wide open. And we got to take advantage of these games, go out there and go win it. It's an interesting schedule.
It was the opening week of the season the last time the Packers played an NFC North opponent. They'll play five in seven games the rest of the season. Jordan Love on the quirky schedule.
Definitely. Yeah, it's been a weird schedule for us, you know, playing obviously week one division game and now I don't even know what week it is, 12, yeah, and it's been a long time, so it's felt weird, and obviously we'll have, you know, a couple back-to-back right now, so I'm definitely a stretch that we'll have to, you know, take advantage of.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Also, the Packers game against the Bears on December 7 was flexed from noon to 3:25 in the afternoon. The Bucks lost in overtime to the 76ers last night, 123-114. Coach Doc Rivers said that they have to play better even without Giannis.
When the ball stuck, we didn't score. When a play broke down and we moved it and kept moving it, we got whatever we wanted all night. And I couldn't, you implore them. We worked on that for 2 days because you anticipate things breaking down, you know, not having Giannis.
Milwaukee plays red-hot Detroit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. College sports, Wisconsin football gets Illinois tomorrow night with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, men's hoops is at BYU this evening to take on the 9th-ranked Cougars. Today is the final day of the state high school football championships with divisions 3-1 in action. Winning titles yesterday were Kenosha St. Joseph, Darlington, Mayville, and Winneconne. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find more information on the matchups at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low to mid 40s for a high this afternoon with just a light breeze. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 20s overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.